How do you become an idea hunter, someone who stands out with ideas in an increasingly crowded professional marketplace? It begins with embracing a new perspective in the innovative work most prized by organizations and clients today. We have seen many people arrive at such a fresh outlook in the course of our deep dive sessions, a process of idea storming and solution shaping that we developed for corporate teams worldwide, and that is now trademarked by Deloitte Consulting. No matter how smart they think they are, individual participants in these sessions come to realize that there are more ideas at the table than there are in their own brains. Teams come to find that there are more ideas in the room than there are at their tables, and still more in the building, in the city, and beyond. They discover the practice value of a deliberate, persistent, wide-ranging search for ideas. Based in part on these experiences, we have identified 4 bedrock principles for use by managers and other professionals. We call these the IDEA principles. Idea. Each of which connects with crucial attitudes, habits, skills, and strategies. The first principle turns on the question, do I want to be interested or merely interesting? All of us naturally want to be interesting, but in the hunt for ideas, being interested in the world around you is of equal or greater importance. Those who excel at the hunt understand that almost anyone can hand them an incredible idea, which they are generally free to use. Because they are thinkers as well as doers, the best idea hunters also understand that intellectual curiosity is not irrelevant to business success. Idea people approach their work with drive and enthusiasm, but also with a level of intellectual seriousness. They agree with Warren Buffett, who believes, as his business partner Charlie Munger relates, that it's very hard to succeed in something unless you take the first step, which is to become very interested in it. And, we would quickly add, to become very interested in other people, too. As we show in the examples of innovators like Sam Walton, curiosity will take you further toward your goals than cleverness or even brilliance. The second principle is about diversification. Idea hunters are aware of the multitude of trails that can lead to worthwhile ideas. When setting out on a search, they always take along an assorted mix of idea sources, a collection as diverse as any investment portfolio. This is how to avoid the plague of me too ideas that come from traveling the same narrow paths as everyone else in your group or field. You don't want to be where all of the competition is, browsing the same publications, going to the same websites, comparing notes with the same people, and winding up with variations, at best, of the same tired ideas. You want to bring in thoughts that are different but applicable, seemingly unrelated but potentially valuable. Whether the source is a member of your team at work or a guy who coaches your daughter's softball team. This part of idea work requires a wide intellectual bandwidth and a desire to span distances. For example, between your specialty and other specialties. That's how you go about launching what management super guru Tom Peters calls wow projects. The operative assumption should be that ideas are everywhere. The third principle says you need to exercise your idea muscles all the time, not just when you're in a brainstorming session at work. The most experienced idea hunters are exercised, engaged in daily training, though it's hardly a chore for them because they take pleasure in the hunt. Many of them keep notebooks where they record what they've seen and heard, and they connect their personal experiences and impressions to their projects and proposals. Their search is highly focused and purpose-driven. They'll scan websites that they have deemed are most likely to provoke interesting, adaptable ideas, yet they remain open to serendipity, to the idea that seems to come out of nowhere. One key to being exercised is to develop the skills of observation, which include knowing what needs to be observed closely. These skills go hand in hand with other habits of the hunt, such as recording your observations with or without a notebook, and sketching out rough notions that you can bounce off friends and colleagues. Successful idea hunters develop these and many other habits, realizing that the pursuit of ideas doesn't start when you're faced with a difficult problem that needs a quick solution. If you wait until then, it'll be too late. The fourth principle is that you also need to be agile in your handling of ideas. You can't expect to proceed in a straight line, snatching up a single idea and taking it to market. That could happen, theoretically, but more likely, you'll need to veer left and right, catching and combining ideas that come at you from different directions, always with an eye on your projects and your gig. Ideas require deft handling, partly because of the sheer number of them that need to be in play. As Edison said, to get a good idea, you must first get a lot of ideas. Agility is required especially because these notions and impressions are worth little unless they're in motion, shifting in response to fresh data and conversation, evolving through stages of reflection and prototyping. That's why through much of the hunt, wild ideas are encouraged. Bad ideas are not a deal breaker, and quantity is preferred over quality. The successful hunter knows that the most important thing is to keep up the idea flow. If you're looking for a brisk way of calling up these four principles, just think interested, diverse, exercised, and agile, or IDEA, idea. Ready to unlearn. This book is about learning, but it's also about unlearning. It's about altering some of our mental pictures, including the one in which we discover an idea by shutting the office door and thinking real hard, finger pressed tight against forehead. Thinking hard is, of course, necessary, and sometimes you need to close the door. But there are better ways of visualizing the hunt, which looks more like a search party in which more than one set of eyes is needed. Or picture the common areas at work, where good conversation happens, especially if you make it happen. Or the conference room, in Cupertino, California, where Schiller and the Apple team decided that a scroll wheel was the right user interface for their music player. Idea finding isn't really about sitting back and searching your brain. It's much closer to a contact sport. Still, there are commanding images in our culture that can throw you off track. The most abiding image is that of a light bulb going off above the head, the aha moment, when somebody, safely distanced from the nearest human being, or any external stimuli, comes up with a scathingly brilliant notion. Of course, the incandescent light bulb was pioneered by none other than Edison, the very symbol of the tinkering genius alone, supposedly, in his lab. Yet, as will be further told in these pages, every one of his matchless innovations was a product of elbow-to-elbow collaboration. Part of the intent of this book is to help turn off the light bulb theory of how an idea is found. We need new attitudes and strategies for the idea work each of us is poised to do. At the core of this book, we unpack the basic traits of highly successful idea hunters, whose attitudes and actions embody the four idea principles in chapters 2 through 5. To help illustrate these ideas, we turn to an eclectic band of idea hunters, ranging from Thomas Edison to Warren Buffett to the Arctic explorers and others, famous and not so famous, who will be our colorful guides. Along these trails, we thrash out other features of the hunt. Knowing your gig is a prerequisite. Without a sense of purpose and goals, you won't know what you're looking for and you'll be defenseless against the demons of information overload. In Chapter 1, we explain how to discern your gig and make it work for you, and we return to this theme at several other turns. Creating great conversations is another staple of idea work. The strategic value of conversations is apparent throughout the book. And in Chapter 6, we take a close look at how to launch and continue the most effective conversations. We also present idea work recommendations following each of the IDEA chapters. These items deal successively with how to 1. Sell the best hour of the day to yourself for continued learning. 2. Take on the vital characteristics of a generalist, even if you, like most of us, are specialists in one sense or another. 3. Develop and maintain a portfolio of idea sources. And 4. Launch a fully developed idea. Finally, in the epilogue, we offer tools for helping you take stock of your progress in the course of the idea hunt. This is, to no small degree, a measure of attitude, of the realization that the best ideas exist outside of your brain and are there for the taking. So, let the learning and the unlearning begin.